Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is moving forward to impeach Wisconsin's top elections official, Megan Wolf. It's Friday, November 3rd, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Daniel Kading will take a look at hunting projections for this year's gun deer season. And the Menominee tribe's native language will be taught at a new center in Kashina. Joe Schultz attended the groundbreaking event. Stay with us.
You keep your finger on the pulse of regional news when you tune in to Wisconsin Today. It's your support that makes these 10 minutes of headlines with context from around the state possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Five Republican lawmakers have formally introduced a resolution to impeach Wisconsin's top elections administrator. As Rich Kramer reports, it comes days after political ads began calling on Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to move forward with impeachment.
The resolution alleges Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf encouraged local election clerks to ignore state laws. It rehashes many unfounded claims made by former President Donald Trump about victory being stolen from him in the 2020 election. Voss assigned the resolution to a legislative committee Thursday, shortly after the ad campaign against him started running. Political activist Harry Waite, who was charged last year with fraudulently obtaining absentee ballots, is behind the ad campaign.
But you know, whether or not Voss decides to slow walk this deal, or he just does this for show, I don't know. It's a wait and see game now.
Voss said a recent court order prevents lawmakers from removing Wolf. His office described Thursday's actions with the resolution as a simple procedural move. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Democratic lawmakers say recently unveiled legislation will counter inhumane conditions in Wisconsin's prisons and county jails. The 17-bill package would set aside money so heating and cooling systems could be installed in prisons within the next decade to keep cells at tolerable temperatures. It would also ensure that inmates get weekly access to the outdoors and provide credits so inmates can make a certain amount of phone calls and emails without being charged money. Representative Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee referred to the bills as a crime reduction package.
When we are less cruel to the people that we incarcerate, those folks are less likely to be incarcerated in the future.
As of Thursday morning, no Republicans had signed on to the package. The legislation comes as inmates in many Wisconsin prisons face restrictions on their movement and visitation privileges because of short staffing. Advocates say at least three Wisconsin prisons have been imposing lockdowns in recent months. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that hunters will likely bag fewer deer during this year's upcoming gun deer season. As Danielle Kading reports, the 9-day season opens November 18th and runs through the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
DNR Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says he would be surprised if hunters matched the harvest last year when they registered more than 203,000 deer over the season. He says a lack of standing corn that can hide deer from view and snow made for excellent hunting conditions.
But again, hunting conditions, I think, would have to be ideal again this year to match the harvest numbers we had last year.
Pritzel adds hunters may kill fewer deer in northern Wisconsin after record snowfall last winter. License sales were running about 2% behind at the end of October. He says that's in line with past trends that show the baby boomer generation is aging out of deer hunting. The agency sold just under 555,000 licenses during last year's gun deer season. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced a $17 million investment on Thursday for work related to a larger cleanup project of the Milwaukee estuary. That money will be used to move a sewer overflow on Jones Island to make way for a new dredged material management facility. The facility will store contaminated materials that are removed from the estuary as part of a $450 million environmental cleanup project. Radhika Fox is the EPA's Assistant Administrator for Water.
When we make investments in addressing water pollution, as we are with this $17 million, we're really investing in the future of the people that live here in this region.
The estuary includes portions of the Milwaukee, Menominee, and Kinnickinnick rivers and the nearshore waters of Lake Michigan. A local nonprofit broke ground yesterday on a center that aims to help revitalize the Menominee tribe's native language. As Joe Schultz reports, it's the next step in a years-long effort.
The Language Campus on the Menominee Reservation will provide office space, classrooms, meeting and event rooms, as well as a kitchen and outdoor cultural activity space. The effort is being led by the nonprofit Menominee U. Burton Warrington is the organization's executive director. He says the campus aims to immerse people in the native language, which will be the default language used in the facility.
That's how a language lives, is when it's in use. Well, we want this language campus to be a way to help people get exposed to it, but we want that back out in their home.
Construction on the 10,000-square-foot language center in Kishina is projected to be completed next summer. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, if you've been listening for a while, you may remember hearing a few Wisconsin life stories from a Cuban Wisconsinite named Erne. In today's episode, we'll get a quick life update from him. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with an update on the life of a Cuban Wisconsinite who lives in La Crosse. He's featured on the podcast WPR Reports Uprooted.
Ernesto Rodriguez came to Wisconsin in the summer of 1980. That's after making a treacherous journey on a fishing boat from Cuba to the United States. Quickly after arriving on shore, Erne was shipped off to Fort McCoy in Sparta, Wisconsin. And it's in the military base's kitchen that he got a crash course in American food from a local cook.
One day he said, "Are you guys like macaroni and cheese? What the hell is macaroni and cheese?"
Erne has come to love mac and cheese and burgers. But as he first told us in the podcast, WPR Reports Uprooted, he also still cooks traditional Cuban food like congri and chicken fricasse. Erne has embraced life in Wisconsin, but has never let go of his Cuban roots. He's lived between two worlds, only able to walk in one of them, the U.S. He's dreamed of returning to Cuba for a visit.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is go to my hometown, see if I recognize where I used to live, and then spend the time with my family in Florida.
Erne has been a permanent resident of the U.S. for decades, but he wasn't able to become a citizen due to paperwork issues with his Cuban birth certificate. That means he couldn't vote or get a U.S. passport to travel. That is, until fall 2023. Ernesto Rodriguez traveled to Minnesota, where he took part in a naturalization ceremony.
All right, if everybody can please raise your right hand, and you're going to repeat after me. I hereby declare...
After reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, Erne received his certificate of naturalization. He was beaming.
Yeah, American citizen. I'm happy. I'm excited, you know. It's big, big step.
He waited more than 40 years for this moment.
I feel released now because now I can vote. Now I can apply to be like a mayor.
He may be joking about running for mayor, but he's very serious about getting to vote. Erne grew up in Cuba and has only just become a U.S. citizen. He's in his mid-60s, and he's never voted in an election.
In 40 years I've been here, I have a sixth president, Jimmy Carter, Reagan, Bush.
He keeps up with politics in the news, so this is a huge deal to finally be able to participate in the democratic process. As for Erne's other lifelong dream, going back to visit Cuba, now that he can actually do it, he has some mixed feelings.
The only way I can go to Cuba is the whole government thing is throw away, throw to the garbage. If Cuba be free, then I can go there.
Erne is wary of the Cuban government. He misses his family, but even his sister discourages him from visiting. It's partially because he's been speaking out against the government and communism.
Cuba, you say, I don't like Castro, and there's people watching you, and they put you in prison for no reason.
Standing proudly next to Erne is Michelle Pinzel. They've been close friends for nearly two decades, so this day is emotional for her, too.
It's just incredible to see how patient and how diligent Ernesto has been in all of these years.
While Erne waits to vote and thinks about visiting Cuba, he has other things he wants to tackle first as a citizen.
Enjoying my life in a great country, America. But to improve my life a little more and maybe buy a house and be a comedy, you know, stand comedy, make a joke.
But before he launches his stand-up comedy career, Erne is taking the day to celebrate. His first stop, lunch at a Cuban restaurant in the Twin Cities. His second stop, the Mall of America, so he can find a shirt or hat that features the U.S. and Cuban flags. To learn more about Erne's life in Cuba and Wisconsin, check out the podcast WPR Reports Uprooted at wpr.org/uprooted. Big thanks to Mark Rickers for recording the audio for this story in Minneapolis. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us on this first Friday in November for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll take the weekend off. We'll be right back here in your podcast feed on Monday morning. Until then, have a great day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.